Omar Novol Beliboy Ein Elohim. Welcome everyone to Tehillim Life Lessons, Shinra 27, Mizmor Yudalot, Chapter 14. David HaMelech tells us that there is a person, there are people that say Ein Elohim, that there is no God, and therefore they do whatever they want. They live a life of doing whatever they want. Hishchisu hisivu alilo Ein Oyisei Toiv. They don't do good. What is the historical time period that David HaMelech is writing over here in chapter 14? Rashi brings from Chazal that there were two chapters that David HaMelech wrote referring to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni. Chapter 14 is a reference to Churban Bayis Rishon. Chapter 53, Kapitul Nun Gimel, is a reference to Churban Bayis Sheni. Therefore, many Mefarshim learn, Omar, Novel, who is this Novel? Who is this abomination, this disgusting attitude? This is Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha. Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha destroyed by Yisri Shain. Here, David HaMelech is referring to Nebuchadnezzar when he refers to him as Novel. In Kapitul Nun Gimel, David HaMelech is referring to Titus HaRosha, who destroyed by his Sheni. Let's go back and discuss Nebuchadnezzar a little. Who was Nebuchadnezzar? And it'll help us understand another approach that we like to tie in to who is this Novel. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadi Vav and Aleph tells us in the Ban and the Amud that Nebuchadnezzar was a scribe. He was a secretary to the king. And when Melech Hizkiyahu was deathly ill, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu healed him, and Hashem healed him by holding up the sun, and time stopped. They looked at their clocks, their sundials, whatever it was, and they saw that time stopped. So there was a letter that was written to praise Hizkiyahu and to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the letter was written not in the presence of Nebuchadnezzar. He was the scribe, but he was not there at the time. And the letter was written as follows. Praise the king of the Jews, King Hizkiyahu, and praise to the God of the Jews. Nebuchadnezzar came back, and he asked, how was the letter written? And they said, well, the letter was written, king, praise the king of the Jews, Melech Hizkiyahu, and praise the God of the Jews. He says, that's how you write a letter? You put the God of the Jews second? And the king of the Jews first? That's backwards. That's not the way you write a letter. The Gemara says it took three steps to retrieve that letter. Bom Malach Gavriel, Malach Gavriel came down in the Shemayim and held him back from taking any more steps. Chazal tell us if he would have taken any more steps, that would have been the end. Chas v'shalom of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded Nebuchadnezzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded Nebuchadnezzar and made him the king, not just the king over here in this world, but Chazal tell us he was the king of the Shadim and the demons. And another Medrash tells us that when he died, he was going to Gehenim. And in Gehenim, they were afraid of him as well. This was Nebuchadnezzar. So the first pshat we have over here is that this kapitul, Namatzech leDavid Omar Novel Beliboy Ein Elokim, therefore, if Ein Elokim, if Hashem is not around, you could do what you want. What's the first thing a person does when he sees a police car driving right next to him? He slows down. He takes his foot off the gas pedal. It's instinctively, we want to make sure we're going the proper speed limit. If Ein Elokim, then Ein Oyseh Toiv, then no one's doing good. However, in Pasuk Beis, Hashem is Shemayim Hishkiyef al Bnei Adam. Hashem is looking down from Shemayim on people. Lirois Hayesh Maskil Deirish Es Elokim. Because Baruch Hu is looking down to see, is there a wise man? Is there a Chochem? Is there a Maskil who's looking to see, to search, to find Hashem? The Mefarshim point out that here in Pasuk Beis, we have the Lashon Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hashem is Midas Achesed of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And in Kapitul Nun Gimel, it doesn't say Hashem Mishemayim Hishkif, but rather it says Elokim Mishemayim Hishkif. That's Midas Adin. Why over here in Kapitul Yud Dalet in chapter 14 it says in Pasuk Beis Hashem Mishemayim Hishkif, Midas Achesed, the attribute of kindness, as opposed to in chapter 53, Elokim Mishemayim Hishkif, which is an attribute of din, of justice. And the Mefarshim explain, because Churban Bayis Rishon, as we know, lasted for 70 years. Churban Bayis Sheni, unfortunately, as we all know, we're still in it. And therefore, there's the Midah of Chesed, Hashem Mishemayim Hishkif al Bnei Adam. Hashem is looking down on people. This is a reference to Churban Bayis Rishon, the first Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed, which only was destroyed for 70 years, as opposed to Elokim Mishemayim Hishkif in chapter 53, because the Churban Bayis HaMikdash is still continuously going until Mashiach Tzidkenu Meher B'Yameinu. All the Mefarshim learn that this novel is not a reference to Nebuchadnezzar specifically, but rather to a mindset, to an attitude of people who are Kofri Toiv. What does it mean to be Kofri Toiv? Kofri Toiv is someone who is an ingrate. He doesn't show Hakaras HaToiv. He doesn't show appreciation. Omar Novel Beliba, he ain't Elokim. It's people, it's an attitude that whatever I have, I deserve. It's a disgusting attitude. And the word novel means disgusting. This is not a pshat. And then the Chidah tells us a whole different approach. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to connect all three different approaches together into one. The Chidah tells us, Hashem is Shemayim Hishkif. Hashem is looking down from the heavens. Al Bnei Adam. Hashem wants to know, Hayesh maskil, Dairesh es Elokim? Is there a maskil? Is there a chacham who is searching out Hashem? Now, how do you search out Hashem? How do you come close to Hashem? The way to come close to Hashem. V'ahavta es Hashem l'kecha. How do you come to love Hashem? What does it continue to say in Shema? V'dibarta bom. Speak them. What's the them? The words of the Torah. Bom is the first letter, Beis, is the first letter of the Torah Shebichsav. Bereishis. Mem is the first letter of Torah Shebaal Peh. The first mission in all of Shas, in the Seches Brachos, begins, Me'emasai. V'dibarta bom, speak them, speak the Torah Shebichsav, Bereishis, speak the Torah Shebaal Peh, Me'emasai, speak the words of the Torah, where, when, v'shivtecho v'isecho, when you sit in your house, uv'lechtecho v'derech, uv'shach v'chof k'mecha, all the time, when you're sitting, standing, moving, sleep, when you're about to go to sleep, speak the words of Torah. I want to give an example for a second. If you have a situation where you have grandparents speaking about their grandchildren, and sometimes the grandparents, whether they're close to the grandchildren geographically or they're not close, the children tell the grandparents, what the little cute statements that the little children were saying, and then the grandparents, they talk about it again and again. This is because there's a love, there's an ava, there's a love for the grandchildren. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to love me. I love you, I want you to love me. How do you come to love Hashem? You learn the Torah, you speak the Torah, you live the Torah. The Chidah says this capital is talking about the people who have the financial ability to support Torah and they don't. Listen to the words. I want to share with you a few words over here from the Chidah on Tehillim. Efshu demisoinin amiyut lihalimud v'alashirim she'ena marzikim biyad loim de'at Torah. Two parts, says the Chidah. It could be that Dovra Melech is referring to the miut ha-Torah, the lack of Torah that's being learned. That's number one. And number two is on the ashirim, the wealthy people, she'enam marzikim biyad lomdi ha-Torah, that they don't support those who learn the Torah. Now, what happens if you don't have the support? What happens if you don't have financial support? So you have to go look for it. You have to go somewhere else. So instead of the people learning Torah, they're going to look for financial support. Continues the Chidah. And that's what it means in the Pasuk. Leroy, Hashem wants to know, Hayesh maskil, she'oisik b'Torah. Is there a smart person, is there a chacham, that is focusing on Talmud Torah, keneged kulam, the greatest mitzvah, she'oisik b'Torah. Or is there an usher? Or is there a wealthy man? Who gives Hashem who gives the usher the wealth? Hashem gives him the wealth. Hashem wants to know, are you using the money I gave you to support my organization? This is my organization, says Hashem. The Torah is mine. And that's what he says in the Pasuk, Dairish es Elokim, Sheyidroish es Hashem Lakecha. Is there someone who's searching out as Hashem Lakecha Tira? As it says, Hashem Lakecha Tira, you should fear Hashem, your God. And we know the Gemara Pesachim Daf Chaf Beis that Rabbi Kiva explained when it says Hashem Lakecha Eis, Hashem Lakecha Tira, Eis, Aleph Sof. The word Eis is always coming to be marba, always coming to include someone. What is it coming to include? Rabbi Kiva, the great Rabbi Kiva, tells us. It's coming to include Tamidei Chachamim. We have to have this proper awe for the Tamidei Chachamim. We have to support, says the Chidah, based on this Pasuk, based on this Kapitel Tehillim. We have to support the Tamidei Chachamim. However, the Pasuk continues in Pasuk Gimel, HaKol Sar, but people are going away. Loi Maskil, Loi Machzik, people aren't learning enough, and people are not supporting enough. Yachdov ne'elochu ein oisetoiv. They are not doing the right thing. They're not doing good. Says the Chidosh, ein mi shiyasetoiv shihatoira. You don't have enough people learning the Torah. Ki lekach toiv nasati lechem. The Pasuk says, I gave you a lekach toiv. Ein toiv el toira. Toiv, the Torah is good. Ein oisetoiv. If people are not doing good, means they're not learning enough Torah. And furthermore, Ein gam echod, the pasuk ends. Shiyasek v'teirah ki ein machzik. Umeisim b'rov. These are the words of the Chidah. Because the people are not supporting the lomdei ha-Torah. He says strong words there. They're meisim b'rov. They're dying of hunger. And then the continues the pasuk. In Pasuk Dalet, Halo Yodu, called Paila Yovin, Oich Liyami. These are the Ashirim, who had the financial capability of supporting the Torah, says the Chidah. But yet they're not. Oich Liyami. They're like eating up the Tamidei Chachamim. Let's stop here for a second. We understand where the Chidah, his Mahalach, his approach, is referring to Hayesh Maskil Daish Elikim. Is there a Chacham? It refers to the Lomdei Torah. It refers to the Ashirim, the financial capability of those who can support, and they're not. So we have three approaches so far we discussed. Omar Novel Belibo, he says Nebuchadnezzar. That's one approach. Then we said it's the Kofei Toif. It's a person who doesn't show appreciation for what he has, and everything he has he feels he deserves. Which is a very, very dangerous way of living. And then we said, the Chidah tells us, this refers to those who are not machzik Torah, those who don't support the Torah. I want to suggest, perhaps we're all discussing the one and the same thing over here. Let's go back to the story of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, at first, was the scribe, and he was elevated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to become the Melech. the melech over this world, the melech over the other, the sheidim, whatever this means exactly. Like we mentioned, that when he went to Gehenim, they were afraid of him in Gehenim. Nebuchadnezzar eventually became a kofoy toiv. Nebuchadnezzar, he felt, and he said, Nava Balibo, Amar Baliboy, Ein Elokim, there is no God, I am in charge over here. He forgot who gave him all this power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded Nebuchadnezzar for showing kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and taking those three steps. And Novel was Kofi Toif. So how are we going to tie the Chidah now? The fact is, there's a lack of Limra Torah. There's a fact, the fact that there's a lot of lack of support of the Torah. Let's go to the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara tells us, Alma of the Haaretz. And there's a very timely topic over here, because we are now in Chodesh Tammuz. And if Mashiach is not here on the 17th of Tammuz, we'll all be fasting the beginning of the 3 weeks. Alma of the Haaretz. Ask the Gemara a question. Why was the land of Eretz Yisrael lost? Alma of the Haaretz. And they asked the question, and the Nevi'im didn't know the answer, and the Malachi Ashuris didn't know the answer, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvoidu v'atzmai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself had to come and give an answer to the question. And what's the answer? Shaloi Baruch Hu b'Torah t'chila. They didn't make the bracha of Brichas HaTorah. They learned, and they didn't make the bracha. And there's a whole discussion, we're not going to get into the whole discussion, exactly what that means. But we see over here that there's a lack of proper appreciation to Limra HaTorah. Shaloi Baruch Hu b'Torah t'chila. And this all one and the same. Let's now put it all together. Omar Novel Beliboy Ein Elokim. Novel. Yes, we said one pshat, it says Nebuchadnezzar. And we said another pshat means it's a kofri toiv. And we're saying this is the same Nebuchadnezzar, who is a kofri toiv, who is not appreciative of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. And we also said that the Chidah tells us this is referring to those Ashirim, the people of the financial capability to support the Torah, and they're not. Shaloi Baruch Hu b'Torah t'chila as well. And we said the Chorm Bayis Migdosh, Chorm Bayis Rishon, and is referenced to here in chapter 14. And that Gemara is referring to Chorm Bayis Rishon. Alma of the Haaretz. So everything is all connected now. What's the message? What is our job? What is our tafkid when we learn this chapter of Tehillim? We have to be the opposite of this Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. Of the kofoy toiv. We have to appreciate every single thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Unfortunately, many times we don't appreciate things until they're taken away. We have to appreciate the loimdei haTorah, those who learn Torah, and whatever capabilities we have, whether it's a dollar, whether it's $1,000,000, whatever we can do to support HaKadosh Baruch Hu's organizations of Limud HaTorah, we have to do so. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Ki Dvar Hashem Baza. What does Hashem despise, Hashem hates? The people who say, Mayahani Le Rabbanan. What are these Tamidei Chachamim, these Torah scholars, what do they do for us? They learn for themselves. Everything they do, they just do for themselves. They don't do anything for anyone else. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Dvar Hashem Baza. That's what you say about the Talmidei Chachamim. They are giving you oxygen. They are giving you the ability to live. The Pasuk says, Imoy Brisi, Yom V'Laylo, Chuka Shemayim V'Aretz Lo Samti. If not for my treaty, the treaty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with the energy that the world will exist through Limra HaTorah, which means, as Rechaim V'Loshon explains, that if for 1 millisecond the world would not have Limra HaTorah, the world would cease to exist. And the more Limud HaTorah is going on in the world, that's the better the world will run and survive and exist. So these are the lessons we have over here. Number one, to be appreciative of everything we have. We wake up in the morning, we say, Moida Ani, we thank Hashem. We thank Hashem. I remember I had surgery on my shoulder around 26 years ago. After the operation, I woke up, Baruch Hashem. I couldn't move my arm for around a month. I went to the physical therapist. I might have said this story in the past. I went to the physical therapist a month later. He says to me, okay, pick up your arm. I barely moved it. He says to me, I asked you to pick up your arm. I said, I can't move it any more than I just went. Baruch Hashem, today I pick up my arm. Do I appreciate my arm, my left arm that had the surgery, every single day, like I did after I was able to go with the physical therapist and lift it? We have to appreciate everything we have. Our right eye, our left eye, everything. And not be a kofi toiv. And not take things for granted. Like Nebuchadnezzar, when he became this arrogant melech. And of course, the machzik Torah, to strengthen Torah in any way possible, as the Chidah was telling us, not to be someone who has the ability to support Torah and doesn't. Thank you everyone for joining from wherever you are in the world. If you can reach out and let me know where you're listening from, that'd be great. And any comments and feedback is greatly appreciated as well. Hatzlach Rabbah Kol Tov.